and welcome to another episode of Inside the Artist. My name is Rachel Corman, and today I have the lovely keyboardist, pianist, and vocalist, Danielle McGinley with me.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you just came from rehearsal?
I did.
Who are you rehearsing with, if you can talk about it?
Yeah, I can. This new girl called Royce. R-O-Y-S-E, Royce. She's 20 years old, I think, from Texas. Brand new. She's working under Adrian Gervitz, who's produced and managing her. And he's a legend.
So who else has he managed for?
He's managed and produced Andra Day.
He had
a couple of cuts on The Bodyguard. That was his big thing. He had a band back in the 70s with Ginger Baker. So he's done a lot of stuff. English guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the connection.
Yeah.
So we should say you're from London.
I am. Yes.
What part of London?
East London.
Okay.
A little town called Barking.
Okay.
People from England, or London at least, will think that I don't sound like I come from East London either, but
that's... Is it a different accent?
Yeah.
People say about me, I'm from Minnesota, uh-huh. And people are like, you don't sound like you're from Minnesota. And I was like, well, how should I talk? Like the Fargo movie? Which, by the way, is in North Dakota, in case you don't know. Have you seen Fargo?
I haven't, no.
Okay, but it's basically like they have like this Minnesota accent that's like, oh, don't you know? You betcha. And people associate that with Minnesota because of the movie.
Right.
But for people who are listening, Fargo is in North Dakota, not Minnesota.
There you go.
But I should have a Minnesota accent, but maybe it's faded since I've lived here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Anyways, so you're playing with her. Are you doing keys? Are you doing backup vocals as well?
Both.
Or just keys?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just checked out some of your videos because I've seen you play keys before, but I've never heard you sing.
Uh-huh.
And I saw some of like the original songs you've done. You have a beautiful voice.
Well, thank you.
Such a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
That's so great that you're able to do both with some artists, that keys and your background.
Yeah.
Because sometimes don't they hire a separate person for backgrounds?
Yeah, sometimes they would. Sometimes they would. But most of the time they kind of would like an instrumentalist to kind of do double dip in terms, you know, and do backing vocals as well because, you know, works out for their pocket.
Yeah, there you go. And but, it shows you get, you know, you probably get more gigs that way too, having both the talent.
Yeah, yeah. I've had a lot of people asking, oh, you play keys, but do you do BVs as well? Yeah, so it's definitely one that's,
That serves you well.
Yeah, exactly.
So you moved to LA recently, right?
About 3 to 4 years ago.
So not recently.
Maybe we just met recently
and I assumed you moved here recently. Never mind. So you've been here a while. But you go back and forth to London, right?
I do, yeah. Yeah. I first came over about 4 years ago now, and it was just to visit a friend. I had no intention of moving out here or anything. And I came over and I really liked it. And then I went back for a bit. And then about 6 months later, I had this gap. And I had just got off a tour as well. So I was like, oh, you know, maybe I'll go back to LA for a bit and just check it out and see what it's about. And so I came back for about 4 months. And I loved it. I totally fell in love with the scene. So I got my work visa and came back and moved.
How is the music scene in LA different from the music scene in London? Do you think there's more opportunities here?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's just, there's so many more creative people. A lot of the tours and things are coming out of LA. So there's just naturally a lot more work going around. And I think there's a cultural difference in terms of America seems to appreciate live music more than maybe London. I don't know if some
you think
people,
so.
Yeah, I think
has
so.
Has that been your experience on the road too, as far as the audience goes? Is the audience
sometimes
a little bit more into it in America?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends. I mean, from city to city and crowds, and you know, it depends on the artist's fan base as well and stuff. But there just seems to be a more appreciation for someone that can play an instrument than in London, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We should mention some of the artists you've played with. You played with Charlie XCX, mm-hmm. Rachel Platten.
Mm-hmm.
I read, Cheryl Lloyd.
Yeah.
And did you play with James Vincent McMurrow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did that come about?
That
I love him.
I was doing a one-off gig for Duke DeMont he's a DJ, a British DJ. And he did this one-off gig in Hackney in London. And he had a load of artists come in and do like special appearances. And James was one of them.
So you got connected that way.
Yeah.
So it seems like you get a lot of stuff word of mouth. Like you don't have a manager or anything, right?
No manager, no agent, just word of mouth.
You got to have a lot of hustle for that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, so definitely. What is it about keys? I guess we should back up to like early on in your career. When did you play keys for the first time?
Well.
When you were a little girl.
Yeah, basically. My dad was a keyboard player as well. And my uncle was a guitarist. So I was always going to their gigs and always surrounded by music. And then my parents got me into lessons when I was like ridiculously young, like 4 years old. So I did that for, you know, I did classical piano and then I went and did jazz piano for a little bit. And then I did my degree in pop, contemporary performance. So I always kind of knew that I would be in music just from seeing my dad do it. And do you know what I mean?
Did your dad tour and play?
He did. Yeah. 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 He toured with, his big, tour was the Brotherhood of Man. And he toured with Sister Sledge as well. So yeah, he did some good things.
So as a little girl, you're watching your dad tour and you just kind of wanted to follow in his footsteps.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Yeah.
Were you in bands in high school growing up?
Not really, actually. I was in the orchestra and the choir. But I wasn't in any bands until I got into college. But I was always playing and singing. And so either all the school concerts, I would do a song, you know, play a Norah Jones song. I remember doing a lot. And then in uni, I started getting asked to join bands and doing gigs out in town and stuff like that. So
where'd you go to college?
In London, in tech music schools. So it's kind of like the equivalent to MI out here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you did vocal and keys there.
I did. Yeah. I did a year of vocals. And then I did my degree in keys.
Did you ever want to be a solo artist with your singing, or you knew you always wanted to be like part of a band?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I never saw myself as an artist. I always kind of saw myself playing keys, and I really enjoyed playing other people's music and supporting other artists, and playing with great musicians. So that's kind of, where I directed myself.
So what was your first professional job as a musician? Who was it with? Do you remember?
session?
Yeah, like what was like the first time, or how, like from uni to getting your first job, like how did you get your first job, I guess?
Well, a guy, an MD in London called Kojo Samuels, contacted the college. And he was looking for keyboard players and just upcoming musicians. And so they put me in contact with him. And he gave me my first session for a rapper called Tinchy Strider. And the session was to recreate his music on iPads, which was random. I wasn't even playing keys. I was playing, you know, like a piano on an iPad with a bunch of other keyboard players.
Now, being classically trained, how does that feel when you're like, I can just play the real thing? Like, why does it have to be on an iPad?
It was funny because it was for a mobile phone store. So they were, the iPads, I think, had just come out. So they were advertising, you know,
so
everything
that
you could do with it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Yeah.
But it's got to feel so different.
It was very different. And there was latency as well. So you'd push the button and you'd push the screen.
Uh-huh.
And there'd be a tiny delay in me pushing it and then the sound coming out. Yeah.
That has to be so tricky. Did you have like in-ears to actually help you stay on?
I think we had in-ears. This was a long time ago.
Okay.
So I can't remember exactly how it was set up. But we got around it somehow. Yeah. Yeah.
So from there, is it just like, how do you get gigs after that? Like, I guess, when, like, how does someone play keys for Charlie XCX, someone like that? Like, what is a journey someone like you takes to get to that level?
Well, so after I worked with Kojo on that gig, he then recommended me for other gigs. So the Cher Lloyd tour was my first real big tour.
She's really big in the UK, right?
Yeah, yeah. So he recommended me to the MD that was doing all the auditions. So I went and auditioned and got the gig, and that's how I got that one. And so I did a tour with her. I think it was a spring tour and then festival dates over the summer, which was awesome. It was.
Did you come to the US at all, or was it all in the UK?
All in the UK.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It was amazing. And it was all girls, all girl band.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a good, like, camaraderie, like, bunch of girls, like, all supporting each other and in the music industry? I'm so glad to hear that, like, people that are doing all-female bands.
I know, yeah.
Do you find that, is the music industry still very more geared toward men? Do women have as much opportunity?
There's definitely opportunity, but the majority of people in the music industry are definitely male. I don't know why that is, but, yeah. There's definitely more men. And when I am called for like a girl band or, you know, a female keyboard player is needed, it's always a special, it seems not always, I shouldn't say always, but most of the time it's asked for. Otherwise I think, you know,
they got to balance it out.
Yeah. 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 And it's, you know, I get it in terms of, you know, when bands go on tour, you know, guys want to hang out with guys, you know, and that sort of stuff. The vibe is different when there's a girl in the band with a bunch of guys. But when I feel
Have you been that girl? The only girl in an all-guy band? What's that like?
It's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah,
it's good. They welcome you. You guys all do the same stuff? Or,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you like to do on tour?
Well, when I have a day off.
Yeah.
I love to see the city that I'm in. Yeah, I always really like to go out and just look around and, you know, get a vibe for the city and... or the area, and just kind of really take that opportunity to get to know the place, because I'll probably never go back there, you know.
What's been your favorite city you've traveled to?
I've got a couple.
Okay, what are a couple?
In Europe, it would be Prague. It's an amazing city. It's so beautiful.
I wanted to go there. I just worked on a show that shot in Prague, and I was like, oh, I really want to go, but I was stuck in LA. Pretty. Oh, man.
Yeah. And then I really liked Melbourne. In Australia, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Haven't been there either.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. It's really cool. It's almost like a mix between the UK and the US as well, just with the way it looks. It's a really cool place.
And who did you go there with?
Shamir.
Okay.
Yeah. So
you played Coachella with?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I saw your Coachella video on there. What was that like?
It was amazing. It was amazing. Definitely a bucket list gig.
How are the festivals here compared to in the UK? Are they pretty similar?
They are pretty similar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The vibe's about the same?
Yeah.
People are as rowdy as into it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I've always wanted to go to a festival in the UK. Like, it's what are cool. the big ones? Like Glastonbury?
Yeah, Glastonbury.
Which just happened.
Wireless, V Festival, Tea in the Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they mostly in the summer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it still rains. You're still
and people
be cold.
Still go,
yeah, and in the mud.
Have you played a lot of those?
I've actually played more American festivals now. Yeah, so not that many UK festivals.
I don't know. I keep meeting all you guys who like are playing for all these huge artists, and everyone is so humble and so down to earth, and everyone has a different story. It's so interesting.
Yeah,
and it just seems like what you need is you obviously have to have the talent, and it's really who you know and being good at what you do, and then those people recommend you to the next person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's all word of mouth, really, and just knowing the right people, kind of being in the right place at the right time, sort of things. That's really how I've always got my work in a way. I know some people do have managers and things like that, but I've never really known how to get that, or get a manager. Or
it sounds like you don't really need it. Like, why pay someone the extra money if you're doing it on your own?
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you do, like, recording sessions as well? Like, do you do in-studio recordings?
Yeah. Not as much as I work live, but, yeah, I have done in the past. Yeah.
with the same artist you tour with, or how does that work?
Sometimes.
Because I'm not in the music industry, so I'm not really sure how that works.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it can be with the same artist, but for me in the past, it's always just been someone that's like hit me up because they're working with, they're either managing an artist and they need something done real quick, and I'll put it down in my home studio and, you know, then send it over to them, which is how it happened with an artist called Christina Novelli. She's like, I think she's Australian. She needed an acoustic version of one of her songs. And my friend was, or is managing her. I can't remember. I don't know if she's still working with her. But so she emailed me at like 10 p.m. that night. It's like, hey, we really need this by like 9 a.m. tomorrow. Can you do it? I was like, yeah, of course. So she sent over all the stuff. And I laid down the piano track and sent it back, and it got featured on one of the episodes in The Vampire Diaries.
That's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the coolest things I've done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Have you written other music, like, for TV and film? Is that something you could see yourself doing?
Yeah, I actually work with my boyfriend, who's a producer as well as a keyboard player, and we write... we're trying to write and get placements for TV and adverts and films and things. We haven't yet, but that's the aim. It's still a brand new thing.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Are you putting your voice on that as well? Or is it just keys?
Sometimes. Yeah. When I think it's appropriate that my voice will be good for the song, then yeah, I'll put my voice on it. Otherwise we will get friends in and to put a vocal down. And
does your boyfriend sing too?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit, yeah.
Not as much as you?
No.
So you can updo the keys and you can do the vocals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What has been... Do you have any, like, fun stories from the road? Or any, like, fun, memorable moments from the road?
That's a difficult question, yeah.
Is it difficult?
Yeah.
Stories you can't share.
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah. You can't talk about it. Fair enough.
It goes on in the road. On the road.
Stays on the road.
Yeah.
All right. Keeps it ambiguous. I like it. Oh, man, that's so funny.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. Because there's so many. And then when it comes to people asking me that, I go blank. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, wait.
Wait, I can't talk about that.
Yeah.
Wait, people are going to hear this. Uh-huh, oh, man. Yeah. No, I don't want to get fired from future gigs. Yeah. No, I don't want to do that, too. So what challenges have you faced in your career?
I think the biggest challenge was moving over here. Because I really had to start again. You know, in London, I had a network and I had a community and I was working. When I came out here, I really knew no one, and it was very difficult. But then again, I was lucky in that. It's funny how small the music world is.
It totally is.
Yeah.
So when I mean, even us with like mutual friends, like, uh-huh, I don't work in the music industry, but like I have friends in all different areas of music, and it's, mm-hmm, like they know someone and then they know you, and I'm like, wait, I'm talking to her today, like that's such a small world.
Yeah,
and
it's so funny.
Yeah, it totally is. So it's like, as soon as you know one person in LA, it's like, you know, the whole network, or then people will mention you.
Yeah. And it was funny because I was lucky in that my London community really helped me establish myself here as well. So like when I came over, I was so lucky to get the Shamir gig. My friend recommended me to the MD, the legendary Michael Choi, we both know.
Oh, Mikey Choi.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Mikey, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. So I just moved over. And then I went back to do the Charlie XCX gig. And then I came back and Mike hit me up and was like, hey, we have this new artist. Check him out. We're looking at doing South by Southwest. Are you interested? Let me know. And so, of course.
That's a great gig.
Yeah, yeah.
Another festival.
Yeah, yeah. That was amazing. And then that led to a year and a half on the road, which was insane.
So that was your first gig with them?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. then from there on, they like you, and then they just keep you.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's a really lucky example, but do you ever have that fear of, like most people do in LA, like the artists of like, how am I going to make my next paycheck?
Oh, absolutely.
It's like, aren't there
all
periods
the
when you're like, oh crap, I have no gig. Like, what am mm-hmm. I going to do? Have you ever like panicked and been like, crap, do I need to move back to London? Like, what do I do?
Course. Yeah. Like, am I doing the right thing? Should I be here? Should I go back? Yeah. All the time.
How do you work yourself like out of that?
you just gotta kind of really just believe that, you know, that you feel like you're doing the right thing. Just kind of like follow your heart sort of thing. When I first came out here, I really loved it. And I was really inspired by the energy here and the vibe, and everyone's just so friendly. And I could really see myself growing as a musician over here. So I followed that, and it's worked out. So
you've been doing this for how long now? Out.
Like touring.
Yeah.
And about 10 years now.
So it's worked out for 10 years. So then you have to like think about that and be like, you know, I mean, personally, I deal with that in the TV industry. I'm a freelancer. Uh-huh. And so it's like I go from show to show, and then there's a period of time where I don't have a TV show, and it's kind of like, oh, crap, like, you know, what am I going to do? Yeah. And it's actually my dad really reminded me of that. Mm-hmm. He's like, you've lived there for 8 years and you've made it work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, like you have to believe in yourself and you have to like keep that network and keep plugging away. But it is scary. And it's like when you are going after your dreams, there's always a risk.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, let's say you're with an artist and it's like they just don't want to do it anymore. Then you're like, shit, like that affects me. Yeah. What am I going to do?
Exactly.
And it's like,
Yeah.
That's why I'm so inspired by people like you that like, you know, keep doing it. Because I think the music industry is so hard.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, there's so much competition.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do you make yourself stand out?
Yeah. Good question. I have no idea. Just, you know, you just got to be good at what you do and be a good hang and get along with people and be easy to work with. And, you know, people like working with people like that. So I guess then just snowballs. Yeah.
What advice do you have for people who want to do what you're doing and be a touring musician?
I would say,
we can wait for the plane again.
Okay.
The plane. You're good.
Yeah.
Whenever you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say, you know, if you really love it and you really love the road, then do it. Just, you know, get out and play. Everywhere. Never turn a gig down. I think that's the one actually piece of advice that I was given that really got me somewhere.
That's really good advice.
Yeah. Because then you've got to put yourself in so many different situations and you grow so much quicker in those situations. And by doing that. Just put yourself in as many different situations as possible. And meet as many people as possible and just, you know, and just love what you do as well, because it does get hard. And in those moments, you know, you've really got to just go back to kind of your roots and just really, you know that what you're doing is kind of for your soul and, you know, just really
know the intention behind what you're doing and know that it's out of love.
Yeah.
And exactly. I think with that comes rewards.
Yeah, a ton of reward. Yeah, the biggest, really.
I mean, you get to get paid for doing what you love to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the dream.
Yeah.
Do you have any other goals besides being a touring artist? Are there other goals that you want to achieve that you haven't yet?
I would like to move into writing. Yeah, that's kind of been my aim this year, is to not come off the road, but, you know, tour less, but move into writing. And
like for TV and film or for your own stuff?
Not really for my own stuff, but more for other artists, and TV and film.
That's a really great, yeah, so you can, well, so you, I don't know how it works. Like you can write songs and like sell it to other artists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you get credit.
Yeah.
As a writer? Or, like, how about, like, with the other artists you've worked with? Could you collaborate with them and write with them?
Yeah.
Or have you done that?
It works in a load of different ways. So you can collaborate with the artist if the opportunity comes up. Or if you have a song already written and, you know, an artist is looking for new material for their album, you pitch it. And, you know, hopefully they take it. But, yeah, so there's a lot of different ways.
What type of genre do you write?
Pop mainly. Yeah.
Is it more like I don't know what to call it, but like acoustic pop, like chill, or have you written, because like I pictures like the Keys, like you were saying Norah Jones earlier. Yeah. Like I picture more that, or is it like more upbeat type stuff?
It can be, well, it kind of depends. Like I really just kind of, I write the song. I tend to, you know, write the melody and the chords and I'll put it down, just vocal piano. And then I'll get someone to produce it into, you know, a pop record or, you know, soul or...
Is that what your boyfriend's good at?
Yeah.
Is he good at taking it and then just adding other instruments to it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you write the melody before the lyrics? Or what's like... Everyone has a different process, I think.
Yeah, it's always a different process.
Just personal, personal preference?
Yeah. Most of the time, I write the lyrics first. And then I put the melody to it. Sometimes the chords will come first. I'll just be like, you know, just playing around on the piano. And I'll be like, oh, I like that progression. And then I'll just start singing a melody over the top. And then I'll, you know, slowly get the words for it as well. But yeah, there's a bunch of different ways. It never happens one way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that, like a garbage truck
outside?
I feel like
there's a bus or something.
I don't know. There's some weird sounds going on. So freaking loud.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, man. What's been your favorite part about living in LA?
Getting to know the music community, I think. It's so big. And there's so many different pockets of music networks around.
Totally. You play at the Sunset Jam.
I do, yeah. Uh-huh.
Which we've been talking about a lot on the show. I've talked to Eric.
Awesome.
I've talked to Rich Redman, who just came on. He played drums the other night.
Uh-huh.
And you. Yeah, you play whenever you have free time for being on the road.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I haven't been there for a while now, but when I first came off the road with Shamir, you know, that was kind of a weird time for me. Just going back to your other question.
Sure.
Because as soon as I got to LA, I jumped onto the Shamir gig and I was on that for ages. And then when he finished, I really came off and I was like, oh, well, I've been on the road. I don't really have a network here yet. So it's kind of like one of those periods where I was like, oh my gosh, am I doing the right thing? Am I ever going to work again? sort of thing. And it was funny because the Sunset Jam came along. I went a few times and then I started playing and Eric asked me to play in the house band. And it was really that really helped me get a network here in LA.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah.
You met other people there that helped get you other gigs?
Yeah, and just being in the house band as well, it just gave me that extra... you know, extra boost.
Because you were probably doing that every week.
Yeah, every week. I did it for a long time, yeah. Yeah, and it was amazing. It is amazing.
It is.
I need to go back, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're so busy, like, rehearsing for this new artist. Yeah. And
it's a good time right now. It's the first time it's been like this in LA, for me. Where I've been busy. That busy.
When do you have time to write your own music? Or you don't right now.
Yeah, I don't right now. That's the thing.
Are you in rehearsals like every day? And going on the road with her?
We're not going on the road yet, but I'm playing with Daya at the moment too. So I'm going out with her next week. I'm playing for this other YouTube artist called Savannah Outen as well. She's got gigs coming up. So I'm really just like juggling all three of those at the moment, as well as, you know, just other random like cover gigs and things like that as well. So it's really hard to find the time to write.
But you're doing what you love.
Yeah.
Which is so great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who would be your dream artist to play for?
It's got to be between Beyoncé and Stevie Wonder.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Those are some good ones.
Yeah. Prince, too, but...
Yeah. Did you see he's right behind you?
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah. You know he's a Minnesotan.
That's so awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Have you played at First Ave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that so great?
Amazing. Yeah.
Oh my God. Did you feel like just the historic energy there? Oh man.
Yeah.
And I'm just being biased. I'm talking too much about Minnesota. Sorry, I was just there. So it's on the brain. I was just there, guys. Oh man, hometown. I know. Playing for him would have been.
That would have been, that would have been everything. Stevie Wonder would be amazing.
I mean, you still got some good ones on the list. Yeah. I'd say you go for it. Get on that Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Go big. I mean, Beyonce's taken some time. She's had her twins, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. Off topic. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about anymore. I don't know what I'm saying. So, like, what else do you like doing when you're not traveling all the time and writing music? Like, what are some other hobbies?
I really... It's going to sound like cliche LA, but...
You're so LA now. Go for it.
I was going to say yoga.
Yeah.
Really into yoga. I like going hiking.
What are your favorite hiking trails?
There's one, Griffith, I really like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Runyon I really like as well, just to get a quick...
When it's not busy.
Yeah, yeah.
When it's busy, it's just like...
Yeah, I know.
A little bougie and a little... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways.
There's a really nice one in the Pacific Palisades.
What's that one called?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it takes you right along the cliff edge, and it's just awesome. Nice. It's really, really beautiful. Yeah.
That's something you can't do in London.
No. Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I love about LA, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hiking. Do you ever go to shows? Do you like going to shows, like, just for fun?
Yeah.
What are your favorite venues here?
I really like the Roxy.
Okay.
And the Troubadour is cool, too. But, you know, I hardly ever get out to shows, either. Like, it's so hard to go see a show. But, yeah, I like those venues.
Would you ever see yourself moving back in London, or you think you're going to be here for good?
I think I'm going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things are going pretty well. And
seems that way.
Yeah. 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 Fingers crossed.
Right?
Yeah. I love London, and it'll always be home. Yeah.
I just feel like the music industry is moving here. I have other friends that are artists in London, and they've just said that LA is really the place to be.
Yeah.
I mean, all the all the big artists are moving here now. Yeah. Because, I mean... Like Adele, Ed Sheeran, Ellie Goulding, like they've all made it huge in America now. And I just feel like the British invasion, there's like another British invasion happening.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So and I feel like this is just the place to be.
Yeah. A load of session musicians I know moving out here now too. It's definitely seems like the place.
What TV show would you love to have your music on? Do you have a favorite show right now?
Or The Walking Dead. I love The Walking Dead.
I haven't seen that. I know. Everyone watches it.
I haven't actually seen the new season because I was so, like, almost traumatized by the last one. I haven't.
Could you write, like creepy horror music, though? Like, do you think...
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, maybe. I should give it a go.
Just, you should try it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Or do you see yourself doing, like, more, like, comedy type? Or maybe like dramas that aren't like horror.
Yeah, more like drama, I'd say.
Well, especially with the keys. Like, I think it fit really well for Vampire Diaries. If people want to check it out, there's a video on YouTube that you posted with your song on your...
I think so.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
I remember what I've got.
It is. Yeah. I just watched it.
Okay, awesome.
Oh, yeah. I was checking out all your stuff. You're on BBC Radio, Coachella. I mean, you're a big deal, man.
Thanks.
You are.
Definitely don't feel like it.
Well, I think that's what happens. Like, we get discouraged, but we don't realize, like, all the accomplishments we've had.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how did we meet? Do we meet at the jam or do we meet through Phil?
I think we met through Phil at one of his hangs.
One of the hangs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the hang.
Yeah, uh-huh.
He's going to love that I'm plugging that right now. He's going to hate me.
Another one of those.
This is, I know. Yeah. We need another hang. But you're too busy to go to those anyways. How did you make it here? I'm glad you came over.
I know, yeah. Thank you for having me.
Well, totally, man. I'm glad we did this. Awesome. You've been such a support. I know, from the beginning. But, like, what else? Like, what else are you doing today?
God, I need to get food.
Yeah.
Maybe go to the gym. I'm not sure about that one, but we'll see.
Go home. Would you go home and write now? Or, like, what's your typical day like?
It really varies. Like, it really just... It changes so much depending on, you know, the latest project that I've got going or, you know, who I'm working with. So, like, right now with Royce, it's rehearsals 10 till 2. And then we get out and I'll, you know, get food, do a little bit more work for something else, and then just kind of pass out and do it all over again.
And do it all over again.
Yeah.
But you love it. You're living your dream.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So awesome. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming on.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad we did this.
Me too.
Where can people check out your music or find your stuff online?
I have a SoundCloud. I think it's Danielle McGinley. SoundCloud.com, Danielle McGinley.
If you just Google Danielle Danny, McGinley, you'll see all her stuff.
It might be Danny McGinley too. I get, you know, I get those mixed up sometimes.
Still you.
Or my website, DanielleMcGinley.com.
And you're going on the road soon?
I'm doing a couple of fly dates next week with Daya in Oregon and Seattle. And then we're doing an Asia tour in August, which is going to be dope. I can't
wait.
No way.
Yeah. You're having an awesome summer.
Yeah.
Dude, amazing. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.